flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so the looking at an article in the Chronicle and talking about the Astros. The Astros were waiting on Alex Bregman, and I saw Michael Schwab tweeted a little bit earlier. Michael knows some people. Said that the rumor is that Alex Bregman is waiting on a $30 million a year offer. The Astros are sitting at 26. I don't need the Astros to spice up their offer for Alex Bregman. They are clearly in the market. Like they are firmly, they may be above market right now based on what, at least outwardly, Bregman's market appears to be.
Yeah.
So the website bookies.com, it's an odds maker, updated the hypothetical odds of where Bregman will land, and the Astros right now are almost even with the Cubs and the Tigers. Cubs are 3-1 to sign Bregman. Tigers are 3.5-1. The Astros are plus 375, which is 3.75-1. So they're, according to one odds maker, they are firmly in the mix with the Tigers and the Cubs.
Yeah.
So
what do we do with that?
Cubs are making big moves. Well, the Cubs have become like a home for wayward Astros lately with Tucker and Ryan Presley. The Tigers obviously have AJ Hinch there. And to me, the bigger thing is what's Alex Bregman looking for? And I think it's interesting, you know, Schwab's tweet there that he's looking for $30 million. I'm going to guess I know the answer to this already, but would you like the Astros to move off of their current offer for Alex Bregman, Seth?
Yeah, I know. No, there's no way in hell they'll move off their current offer.
The only movement that you have been a proponent for is reducing the amount of money you give Alex Bregman.
Reducing the years. Right, yeah, reduce the total money. Maybe keep it the same average per year, but reduce the number of years, whatever it might be. Because the organization specifically made moves planning on Alex Bregman not being there.
Yeah.
And they made him his offer. He left. He just sat out there forever. Very clear, didn't want to come back to Houston because, man, there's big money out there, and I got to go prospecting for it. And now all of a sudden he wants to come back and live on the ranch after he forsook the ranch. No. This ranch is going to the second oldest child.
Dana Brown has said that the door is cracked for Alex Bregman. I wonder if they've got a drop dead date, because look, it's going to be February this weekend, which means we're 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers, which means
news to me.
Spring training is going to be here pretty soon. I wonder if there's a drop-dead date for Dana Brown and the Astros where they say 6 years, 156, take it or leave it. You know, this is it. Because you can't you know, you can't sit in limbo like this. You know, obviously, at the very least, by the time guys are showing up at spring training, you have to have, I feel like you have to have made a move. I don't know. Maybe Jose Altuve's cool with moving to left field in the middle of spring training. I have no idea. But
that'll be the big fun thing to watch. Mm-hmm. That'll be the first indicator that, hey, maybe this thing is really happening. If out there at spring training, Jose Altuve's, you know, not just during batting practice or anything, he's out there getting reps at left field.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I would be pretty cool in that. I mean, it'd be fun to talk about. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it'd be cool to talk about it.
It'd be cool in the Sean Pendergast realm. Like, oh, this would be amazing for radio. Jose Altuve right. playing left field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how amazing he would be out there, but yeah, I think they got to figure this thing out at some point and move on.
You know what I'm mad at more than anything? Scott freaking Boris.
Yeah.
Scott Boris, who Bregman fired his previous agent to hire Scott Boris. And I'm guessing that Scott Boris told Alex Bregman, whatever. Yeah, you'll do way better than what the Astros are offering. You got to get out there and take what's yours. And he gets out there, and Bregman's like, well, I just I would have liked to stay there.
Well, you got the
chance. Ultimately, Bregman. Look, Boris works for Bregman, so I don't exonerate Bregman from anything. But I would note that, man, if Boris was telling Bregman, like, oh yeah, oh there's gold in them there hills,
yeah,
or in Chicago, then yeah, then you gotta get out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. So it's text messages are coming in on this. Honestly, I'm tired. I'm getting tired of Alex Bregman crap. Except they got a little more graphic with the language there. Yeah. And I don't know if this means that particular texter is tired of us talking about it or if they're just tired of Bregman's act, I'll call it. Follow-up text. Yes, I'm in agreement with Seth. We've signed people since he's been D-ing around. I would offer him 4 years, $75 million. Take it or leave it, LOL.
Take it, punk.
Can you imagine? I'm looking for 30. Here's less than 20.
Okay, now here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy's in a different category than Bregman, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think of is Bryce Harper the guy who signed a big contract the latest into free agency?
That's a good question.
His was in February.
Yep.
February 28th is when it was announced.
Yeah.
Or at least when the story was. So, I mean, it was into spring training. Still technically free agency, but well outside the normal window of free agency. So, I suppose there could be that dynamic that maybe the money is out there, but for various reasons that it's just not going to happen until February, the last day of February in 2019.
In 2019, that was my question. So, that was pre-COVID.
But that was also back when that was in that couple of years where free agency got super
really
weird.
Really slow for everybody, you know, for all the stars. And so with that in mind, that's a great point. So that may have had, like, Bryce Harper may have had as much to do with the overall market than anything else. Because I would say respectfully to Alex Bregman, you ain't Bryce Harper, you know. Like,
right. Yeah. And Dallas Keuchel's the other guy that springs to mind is a guy that did not get nearly the attention in free agency that he thought he was going to get. He ended up signing in like July that
year.
And it wasn't a short-term deal. Yeah, for nearly what I think he was probably expecting or hoping to get.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of a victim of the way they changed the strike zone and it kind of took away his superpower.
Saw Tuve was taking fly balls in left. It looks weird. I'm over the Breggy BS. Yeah, a lot of people are kind of this whole saga is fatiguing people of Alex Bregman now. You know what I mean? I think
it's almost like a player that it's not nearly on the level of Lance McCullers yet because this has been 3 years now where Lance has been so injured all the time.
Yeah.
But people who genuinely appreciate Lance's efforts in the World Series victories and whatnot, it's all the time, and it just keeps going on, and that's what it's starting to feel. It just keeps dragging out with Bregman.
It's an interesting comparison because, look, Lance McCullers, if we're talking about reasons to be mad at people or reasons to be upset, you know, like, nobody held a gun to Lance's head, or to Jim Crane's head, I should say, to offer Lance McCullers the $17 million a year that he's getting right now to largely rehab injuries. Like, they offered it to Lance, he took the deal, and he's been injured. Lance McCullers, if anything... Lance McCullers has been, I won't say the polar opposite, because I don't want to paint Bregman out like he hates Houston or something like that.
Right.
But Lance McCullers has worn Houston on his sleeve from about the time he was called up to the majors. And Bregman has too. Bregman really likes Houston. He's done a lot of great things for Houston. But I think you could construe the way things are going right now is, well, he's obviously not 100% in on Houston. Houston's given him a great offer, and he's still waiting around for more money, it would appear. You know, Bregman hasn't spoken, nor really has Boris very much at all about this. We're just trying to read all the tea leaves and go to the people that are kind of, you know, culling all the rumors together.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I guess the other part with McCullers, too, was that was, you know, he understood his injury history and what it meant. So the Astros gave him a deal that there was they were accounting for his injury history, but for his upside, and McCullers knew that was probably his best chance to get good, really respectable long-term money.
Yeah.
So, I you know, I feel bad for is Paredes. I feel like that Dana Brown goes up there at the Fan Fest and basically he said at least a couple times, oh, I mean, if Bregman did come back, even though it's a long shot, oh, yeah, he's your third baseman. Yeah. He's awesome. He's incredible. Which, yes, it's true, but you don't have to say it quite like that.
We just
we're trying to get Paredes comfortable here, you know? Be one of us.
We just started dating like 3 weeks ago. I thought we had a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, I mean, yeah, really. And then all of a sudden you start talking about your ex-wife. And you're like, you know, I really wish we could have rekindled it. I mean, it's long shot that it'll ever happen, but, you know, What are you ordering? Lobster? Great.
Always the most expensive thing on the menu. Okay.
Yeah,
well, then but then they try to like cool off Paredes by going, no, dude, man, it's cool. You can always move over to first base. And Christian Walker's like, hey, I thought we were dating too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like all of a sudden those guys married into a polyamorous relationship without even realizing it. It's just like they're in big love. And like all of a sudden, like, hey, by the way, honey, there's going to be more of you.
And the solution is to take the one out of all of them who's been most devoted to you the whole time and make her live in the outhouse.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve. No, like, no, we'll accommodate all you newbies here. Jose, you can go live in left field. How's that sound? And Jose's too nice. He's like, I'll do anything. I'll do anything to make Braggy come back to the building. Anything. I would do anything for love, to quote the great Meatloaf.
You think you could pull off a polyamorous? Could
me?
You pull off multiple wives?
I can barely pull off one. No. God, no, that's way too much. No. Do you?
I don't know how that was ever something that people aspired to.
Oh,
I really,
my God.
I just, you look at various, I don't know, man. I don't understand why that was ever a thing. I mean, I get it. There were reasons for it. But like, it just, but still,
no.
Of all the things that I could accumulate as a status symbol, that would be the last one I would ever want.
And let me be very clear, because my wife listens to the show. The reason I'm saying, oh, God, no, has nothing to do with her. It all has to do with me. My wife is as low maintenance as it gets. Like, she's amazing. But, like, no, that's a lot of work, man.
Well, you know what, though? The difference is, I guess if you're thinking about it purely from a male perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, I understand how, like, so this is from a pure male perspective. If you're somebody who's pious and you're not going to have sex outside of marriage, that you also, but then you get, but you're allowed to have multiple wives.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at least one of the selling points. So, but we think of it through our eyes and our lens, which is like, all right, if you're like, why have multiple wives if you're just going to be a dirty dog?
Yeah.
Just go out and do elsewhere. Where yeah. they weren't necessarily thinking about that in the, you know, in
the other wives the would have
societies
to be,
that do
the
it.
Other wives would have to be really cool for there not to be, you know, carnal involved.
There's
you know?
A lot of, yeah. Well, no, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in a lot of those cultures, they don't necessarily have much say in the matter. That's
no.
why I'm saying this is a purely like a.
You're asking
I'm just,
me.
I'm
that's yeah, yeah, yeah. That's in the world of Sean, in the religion of Sean T. Pendergast, if there were you know such a thing. But no, I couldn't do that at all.
So there you go, Payne and Pendergast for polygamy.
For yeah,
yes, you, staunch polygamist.
Do your thing. No, I do. If you want to do it, do it. I'm monogamy is already that's enough on my plate. Boy, people are upset with Bregman, Seth. I love Bregman, but I think I'd rather spend the money on other pieces at this point. And that's the most gentle.
He's a polygamist. You can't support him.
You can't. No. F. Bregman, we don't need him back. He's a detriment to the team in the beginning of the season because of his notoriously slow starts. He's
yes,
declining.
Yeah. I don't. That's another problem. You know what? No. That's a good part of it. Is that he's like he goes through these long droughts.
Yeah.
And okay, great. He's having competitive at bats and all, but in any era of baseball, including analytics, I don't want my guy having a 188 batting average out there for months at a time.
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's where I think Bregman has a shorter leash than others in that, all right, why is it always something with Bregman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if it's not a long drought offensively, it's him leaving the Astros twisting in the wind and maybe teasing us a little bit with potentially coming back several months into free agency.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
All right, good. Yeah, the hate is building.
Slow starter.
That's right. That's right, Brandy. That's how Brandy keeps away from having to have sister wives, by having good drops.
Good drops, good impersonations of Seth.
I'll bring another woman in here to give us drops for the radio show, okay?
Yeah, no, that'd be good. It's good for content. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. Rockets had a big win last night. I'm looking at a story right now of something that others have tried to involve the Rockets in. Don't do it, Rockets. That is next.